So speaking of injuries, how come you haven't been able to practice?
I just had a little tweak in my back, so they're just holding me out for caution. It's not something you want to, you know, try to press too hard right now. Mini camp, we got some things to look forward to.
Nothing you're worried about as far as training camp or anything?
No.
Justin, do you think the O-line as a whole is taking to heart the idea that
it's
been the weak link?
I think we know that. I think that's been like a theme in every season I've been here. So obviously, going out there, keep working on what we did last year. We've added some pieces to the offense that I think will help aid the offensive line. So that's exciting, and I'm excited about this group. We got a bunch of guys that are willing to work hard, and Coach Solari's getting everybody right. So you know, it's going to be better. We're going to definitely see an improvement.
Having that knowledge, have you guys done anything different over the offseason to get better?
A lot of guys got into some boxing. You know, I know Coach Solari talked about, you know, working on getting your hands beat up and things of that nature. But at the same time, offensive line play is still offensive line play. So you still have to work on those fundamentals that are going to make you a successful offensive lineman.
Who did the boxing?
I know Eric Flowers did it. I did it myself. Bobby Hart's done it. I know Weston and John Jerry went out to the O-line performance out in Arizona, which some guys do. So, you know, everyone's working hard. Everyone knows. It's our livelihood. So it's not like we're coming out here not trying to work hard or not trying to be successful, because then you don't have a job. So it's not the lack of effort that no one's going to go out there and not be successful.
You've done the MMA in the past. Boxing is a little different.
Yeah, I mean, it's incorporated into that too, and like some like Greco-Roman like stand-up wrestling and some of the stuff that I've been doing as well, and I've been doing it for the past few years. And that's really his preference, how guys feel they can get ready to, you know, go out there and be successful during the season. So I know guys do, you know, what they want.
Did you do it with Eric and Bobby, or
no? We kind of all had our own guys that we work with, and I think it's tough to do like boxing as a group. You know, you don't want to just be sitting on a bag, hitting a heavy bag. Having that one-on-one instruction is probably the best way to do it, and I think that's how we've done it.
What have you seen from Eric, obviously leader?
He's working his butt off. I mean, he stayed up here. He's been in there every day. He was always one of the first ones over here in the morning. So I'm excited for what he's going to put in there. He's definitely worked. You know, I couldn't say it's the hardest he's worked. But from my perspective, he's been there every day, putting in the work. So he's ready to go.
You know, a lot of what they're banking on with this line is that the two tackles are very young.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, do you look at that also and say, well, you know, whatever growing pains they had, now it's kind of, they both started a bunch of games, now it's time for them to, you know, get going here?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, that's a little bit above my call, but I mean, those guys have played football, and now it's time for us to go up as a unit and be five guys that go out there and play our best football this year. And that's how we have to look at it. It can't be a fragmented, just the tackle, just the guard, just the center. It has to be all five of us playing better and a more cohesive unit, and that's what's going to make us successful.
You guys have been together now for a bit of time.
Yeah.
Is that helpful? You know, communication-wise, and what, you know, if the guy next to you is going to do, be able to trust him, and he knows what to do?
Yeah, I think I always say this. From an outsider's perspective, looking at offensive line, you're like, oh, well, you played right tackle. Why can't you play left tackle? Or why can't a left tackle snap a football? But offensive line is one of those units where all five have to be, you know, in cohesion, or I can't think of the right word for it, but that's something that I think definitely comes into play. That trust factor, that knowing where the guy next year's going to be, and me and Eric playing next was going into our third season, we're definitely going to be at, you know, our highest level.